Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight. We're going to talk about this article, The Death of the Tactile World, an article that makes the case that perhaps we were helped in falling as a civilization, in terms of Western civilization, by the virtual migration, that by getting more and more of our lives onto the internet, we have abandoned the physical world and we have stopped caring about it, about maintaining it and maintaining the state of our societies around us. It's an interesting hypothesis. I had never thought about it that way, that did we enter the virtual world and then started not caring about our demographics, or is it the other way around? It does seem that we have begun denting into Western civilization before the internet. But we had phones, we had TVs, and so we were already in a virtual migration of some kind, of abandoning the physical world for the abstract images that were put in front of us. So I'll be reviewing this later, but I think it's a very interesting idea. Before, I wanted to show this. Someone found that she was resembling the lady on a picture that's on a portrait from 100 years ago. That is not surprising. When you think about it, our genes are basically unchanged for 100 years. If you have been breeding in the same population and you are fully white or fully black or fully Asian, it wouldn't be surprising that you find people who look like you, and not just in the current time, but in the past times too. And so that's an illustration to me of the fact that we are in a genetic nuclei and that we resemble each other and we resemble people of the past. Silver Spider says, a bunch of my friends won't make babies, but take their virtual activities very seriously. Well, that's definitely, if that is the case, that would be a bad direction to take. Go Away says, make babies. Okay, yes, absolutely. This is the message here, make babies. Before I get to the review, I want to talk about something on the private Patreon hangout yesterday. Padam has said that he was disappointed that the show's direction was less and less on abstract principles, and I'm more talking about the everyday news, not in a way that refers back to my fundamental principles. And I have to agree, it's true that sometimes I lose myself talking about the everyday facts, and I don't remind, perhaps because I assume that our audience knows, but I don't remind as much what guides these commentary. Why do I take issue with interference with reproduction? Why is LGBT activism toward children without the consent of the parent wrong? And so he has challenged me to put in writing my whole set of beliefs. So I have started doing this. I've done it on Arguably. So if you want to go see it, and it's open for commenting, and if you want to add comments and critiques, I'm going to make a full written statement of everything I believe in, where it stems, where I find the moral roots and the political roots for my beliefs, and what I would find constitutes an ideal society. It's really a draft at this moment, but I think it's worth reading through. So that Faram has the beginning of an answer. So I state, my fundamental personal values are the following in that order. 1. Existence. 2. Truth. 3. Freedom. My political preferences stem from these moral axioms. Politics is the set of activities that people engage in when trying to harmonize proper societal behaviors, that is, behaviors that impact other people, exchanges, work, markets, crimes, etc. One cannot engage consensually in a genuine political contract as long as their existence is threatened. As such, any situation in which the actions of another being could lead to the loss of my life or the loss of my ability to reproduce is an attack on my existence, making any political discussions moot. Such threats to existence can only be dealt with in accordance with the principles of self-defense and self-preservation. We could say that a genuine political contract can only exist when the existence of the different parties entering that contract is assured and not in question. Politics, in a way, is the sorting out of the details once everyone's safety is ensured. Any situation where violence is to be expected or where the rarity of resources makes the existence of one party or the other to be in question automatically destroys the political contract and reverts society back to a zero-sum game of survival, self-defense, and self-preservation. This also means that no political principles should be followed or included in a political contract that would reasonably be expected to lead to the death or interfere with the reproduction of any participant. Similar principles to those laid out above apply to the principle of truth. For a political contract to be valid, the parties entering it must have a commitment and an ability to make truthful representations, and not to deceive other parties or themselves about the facts of the world. If truth cannot be adhered to as a principle, then a space is left open for the parties to lie about what constitutes and what does not constitute an existential threat, which can lead to some people's existence rights being infringed upon without recognition that it is the case. For instance, imagine a society that has decided to deceive themselves into not believing any statistics about criminality happening in a certain area. Imagine that that society has successfully convinced, through this deception, individuals to be walking in that area without care for their own protections. These individuals are risking their life, i.e. their existential right, without knowing it. And as such, the political contract has been breached, not through an open attack, but through deception and denial of the truth. Thus, truthful communications and a commitment to truth by parties is a necessary precondition for a political contract to be valid and functional. Additionally, it is in the interest of a political alliance, a state, to disincentivize lies and punish the liars, as any opportunity for a violation of the truth is an opportunity for deceptively attacking the right to existence, making the political contract void. Finally, freedom is also a necessary precondition to a valid political contract. If parties are having their will bent by a given political contract, then they start at a disadvantage and are taking commitments that they would not be truly willing to honor if it wasn't of the pressure, extortion, threats, or actual acts of violence that forces their adherence to it. As such, the freedom of the individual, of his decision-making, of the expression of his opinions and beliefs, must be fully protected for the political contract to be entered in fairly. This state of non-extortion must be continued throughout the existence of the society, thus liberty must be continually preserved for the political contract to retain its validity. This axiom also makes most non-voluntary tax schemes, all medical mandates, and any forced speech or interference with legitimate business activities illegal. Some further notes, and those are the subjects on which I will expand, but just to give you an idea on what I how I will structure these sections as I write them. The commitment to truth and the fact of the Darwinian nature of existence. The unit of freedom. Are we talking about individual freedom? Can families have freedom? Can corporations have freedom? The right to opt out, a very important right in anything, including opting out of society and opting out of a given political alliance or a state. Parental rights and child liberty. Where does that begin? The roles barred to the state, the roles allowed to the state, the right to contract not only in business, but in family structure, Democracy violates principles of freedom. Free speech, but not the freedom to speak for others, nor the freedom to deceive others. Technological threats to human existence. Liberty as responsibility rather than possibility or entitlement. The person who decides is the person who lives with the consequences and the tragedy of the commons and its solution. If you have other ideas that I'm not covering yet and that you would like to see my beliefs on, I will be constructing this abstract set of beliefs and the tree of my logic of politics and what I believe in. Silver Spider says, JF has almost the same beliefs as Moliner. Well, not really. I mean, we are libertarians both, so we will converge on most things. But I think that Moliner is ultimately deceiving himself into thinking that there is such a thing as true moral realism, and that that moral statements are not mere preferences, and that they are true in some abstract or objective way. Dino Legovich says, Vox Day associated with and had Owen Benjamin videos on his channel a couple of years ago. Therefore, Vox Day approves of Flat Earth. Want to argue Flat Earth? He was saying this to My Awesome Channel. My Awesome Channel had been saying, I am also disappointed by your argument against Vox Day regarding economic inflation being caused by debt cancellation. Your premise is correct. It clearly does cause inflation, but you seemed absolutely incapable of explaining why this would be. I would expect better of a brain that claims to have some revolutionary theory about biological evolution. Well, and then he says, it's very easy when debt is issued, it creates money which is immediately placed into the system and begins circulating. This money is created with the expectation of it being removed from the system, plus interest over some period of time. This drives production on behalf of the debt holder. First, My Awesome Channel, why don't you learn to be a little polite? What is the reason you would attack my theory of biology? Because you didn't like my argument to Vox Day, or you didn't like the form of it. And you think on top of it that I'm right, but I just didn't explain it the way you would have liked to hear it. Fuck you. Fuck your pathetic existence. Fuck you. I will ban you if you keep insulting for no reason, bringing these red herrings, trying to attack my theory of biology when you have nothing to say about it. Fuck you. Now that this is said, you don't like the format that I explained it, which is if you relieve debt from someone, you create a market to lend to that person in the private market. So my logic similarly explains why relieving debt creates an influx of money into the system. You just change the identity of the debt, but you have created more money into the system. So you agree with my fundamental point. You just don't like the format of explanation. Fuck you for this, and fuck you for your alternative explanation, and fuck your alternative explanation, and fuck you. All right, the death of the tactile world, a claim that by virtualizing ourselves, and this is also in line with Westworld, because I'm now through the whole Westworld. I've watched season 1, 2, 3, 4. Season 4 starts very bad. It ends okay, like not as bad as the beginning, but not super good, not any good, in fact. So, but there's still something interesting that is explored. The main theme of season 4 is Darwinism in embedded universes. So suppose that we were in universes that keep creating simulations, and you don't know at which level of the simulation you're in. You find yourself in whatever level, 7th or 8th or 9th, and there's a simulation within a simulation within a simulation within a simulation. And then there's the question of what survives from a world to get into the next level of simulation. So if worlds are always converging toward an entropic destruction of themselves and life is unsustainable, but you can create a CPU with a virtual space that will kind of run for some time, and since the cycles in this CPU are infinitely faster, and the world operates faster than the world in which it is programmed, you can think that there's continued existence to be obtained driving forward into more and more virtual worlds. And the interesting idea of season 4, although it's very poorly made, is that there is a Darwinism of those people who will be able to impact the minds that are created in the further degree of simulation. In other words, most people just die building the supercomputer. Most of society crumbles and the buildings fall. But wherever you have that gigantic server that can run for a little while, who enters that server and who uploads themselves basically to the virtual world, there is a form of Darwinism to this. And it's basically what they claim is the sense of the maze that is being shown in earlier season. It's that the whole maze is about embedded reality to know more about yourself. And as you discover yourself, you can survive out of a billion people. You may be one of the 5 or 10 that make it into uploading your mind into the next world. And then in the next world, all of the other billions of people that are there, they are all natives of this world. So it's kind of interesting. And there's the whole who will be the one passing to the next world. And there's, of course, the evil black cowboy. Not black, he's not black in skin, but he's dressing in black. So he's the one who wants Darwinism. He wants it to be hard to upload to the next virtual world. And then you have the kind rancher's daughter who she just wants to create a beautiful world inside this world. And she's just a storyteller and she wants to tell a story. And it all ends up basically looping back onto itself, where the next level virtual world created in an hydro dam to power a gigantic computer server. In the end, everyone kills itself, but the lady, the main female character, makes it through and decides that the next virtual world will actually be exactly like the one from season 1. So she reenacts herself into a cowboy western world. After, you know, seeing the whole modern world, seeing everything, seeing the billions of people on planet Earth, she decides to recreate a virtual space that is the one in which she is a robot. And she has her father and she falls in love with the cute cowboy. And she says, maybe this time we will find freedom. So basically what we are presented with is an embedded system in which of iterations. And we realize that there have been billions of iterations of this, that they have, that the lady didn't converge toward revolutionizing against the matrix and accessing the upper reality. She basically lives in a loop, and there's just meta loops. And season 1, 2, 3, 4 was a meta loop. On the season 1 loop, on the season 2 loop, on the season 3 multiple loops, on the season 4 final closing of the loop, all of it looped back into, well, she decided to be the rancher's daughter and be a robot serving humans again. But this time she may find freedom. That's the end of season 4. So it's a great series. If you forget about season 4 because it's too much, it's not enough well laid out, and there's too much themes of feminism and ridiculous stuff. Like On the episode one of season four, one of the first things we hear, and I can't believe they do that. I think I've done that critique on a movie, and now I'm doing it on Westworld. Is it a thing? Is it something that's imposed on script? I cannot believe it. There's a guy, he has, there's a kind of hero white male. He has a daughter, which seems to be his adoptive daughter with a black woman. Because she seems to be fully black. And he's like, this is my daughter. And at some point, his black wife is asking him to do the dishes or something like this. And he says, give me the secret word. And the secret word is supposed to be please. You know how we say, give me the magic word. She's supposed to say please. I mean, he would do the dishes for her or whatever it is that she requests. You know what she answers to this? This black woman who scored dating the hero white guy. Her magic word is divorce. It's what? You just asked your hero white guy that you married to do the dishes. He just asked you to be polite. And asked with a please or I love you or something like this. And your answer is a threat of divorce. While he's made you, or while I don't know that he made the daughter, but he's caring for a black daughter of yours as if she was his daughter. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Frog Eyes says, JF has really gone all in on Westworld. Well, it's the last time I talk of Westworld because unless I do a full analysis, I don't know that I need to right now. Maybe it will work in my brain. So I'm done with Westworld because I have watched the four seasons now. Yeah, I've gone all in terms of investing my time to watch it all very quickly. I enjoy it. It's a great series about self, definition of the self, embedded world, loops, revolutions, questions, doubt, and the nature of existence. It's really a good series that is worth watching. There's even some TRP in it because in season three, there is some genetic modification being used, but it's really a side story. But they are dealing with revolutionaries of society, and their behavior is not fit according to the big AI, and they end up trying genetic modifications until they can get the right behavior out of them. My awesome channel says JF analysis of that graph that relates birth rates and average national IQ scores was lazy and completely contradicted what the graph even showed, and yet he acted as if it was some profound validation of his thinking about things, but it clearly contradicted his thinking. Well, rather than do these little critiques, I'm gonna do a deal with you, my awesome channel. I will be banning you if you make a critique again that is not supported by your claim. Because you're saying, oh, I was wrong, my intelligence was fooled, ha. You're not even saying why. What is it that I've stated that was false about this graph? Why do you think I'm deluded about this graph? You are doing it yourself and us a disservice by not revealing the full extent of your claim. If you claim that I was right, that I was wrong about a graph, I really want to hear it. But this kind of attitude that you have now is not positive at all. It's like it's poisoning the well and then running away. You tell me what is it that was wrong in my analysis of this graph. If I don't see anything within the next 2 minutes, you are gone from this channel forever. The death of the tactile world. Many theories have been posited as the cause of the decline of the Western world from demographic disaster and dysgenics to spiritual malaise and the death of Christianity. Yet while these phenomena are symptoms of our collapsing societies, they do not fully explain why we have embarked on our wholesale self-destruction. Could it be that we have let our world descend into wreck and ruin because we simply do not live there anymore? For the vast majority of the developed world, cyberspace has supplanted reality. The metaverse is not a dystopian corporate dream, but in fact already a daily lived reality, one more powerful than the physical tactile world we inhabit. Our Twitter feed, our Instagram followers, our bespoke media bubble and big business algorithms are the dominant pillars of the modern psyche. Very interesting. Is it possible that our brain were so they were so well fit to a physical world, and we had all the right tunes and the right dopamine rewards when we were having friends and going to the church and whatever we were doing in the physical world? But suddenly you put a screen in front of this brain and suddenly the dopamine hits, but not at the right time it's supposed to. And suddenly you start ignoring the real world. It's very possible. I'm not an anti-internet person, but I have to acknowledge that internet hasn't brought everything just good. It has brought a lot of evil into this world. And it has allowed a lot of evil to foment and to thrive. There's also a very interesting description of what happened. Basically, he says, originally, basically, the internet was a thing of elites because you needed some degree of technology. You needed some knowledge to get on the internet and you needed some resources. So there was a filter such that the internet was constructed by free thinkers, people who really were putting their hearts into it, and people who were special cognitively. And then what he describes is a democratization and a third worldization of the internet. Basically, as internet became more accessible, it was eventually destroyed by the people coming in, the people migrating, but migrating late. That is a very interesting thought. I've been having similar thought, and I think it properly describes what has happened here. He says, paradoxically, the early internet was the preserve of economic and intellectual elite, the finest Western minds of the time. There was a meritocracy in its limited usership who were driven to push the technology to expand our consciousness and realize our dreams. Paradoxically, when technologies are democratized, they necessarily become less free and are determined by the worst rather than the best elements of society. It is not the case, therefore, that the internet has ruined society, but rather that liberal egalitarianism has destroyed the internet. In the same fashion, it polluted and ultimately destroyed our connection to the tactile world. The internet was created as an escape pod, a promise for unfettered communication and communal dreaming for those disaffected by our already collapsing real world. Our white flight to cyberspace has sadly now come to an end as the third worlding of the internet takes place, presided over by mega corporations hell-bent on monetizing, censoring, and narrative control. Absolutely correct. The internet basically has lost its spirit when it became too accessible, and it has lost the feel that I had on it when it was an early thing and when it was mostly gathering people who had skin in the game and keeping it a free place. Absolutely interesting. Now he says our response must be twofold. He basically says we have to be careful about the dangers of the internet and reconnect with real life. I think it's not a bad take. It's true that white people have basically fled from Europe and have built America, and then they have fled from America and they have built the virtual world. And now the virtual world being taken over, some of us have fled to alternative platforms to survive. And it's a constant story of running away, our story. Excellent article by Transcendental Titans. I've put the link in the description below. So my awesome channel now has this description of my fatal error in my analysis of the IQ graph. He says the graph clearly showed that birth rate were falling across all IQ scores over a very short period of time. It only weakly correlated with IQ. And if it were fertility had anything to do with IQ, then birth rates would be increasing, not falling, as each generation would have lower IQ than last. You would see the birth rate exploding over time with inverse correlation between average IQ score and the fertility rate. Instead, it clearly fell significantly across all countries and IQ scores. That's a side point to my point, and I knew this. I knew that all of the balls fall on this graph, I remember. So that means the reproduction of everyone is slowing down. But there was a key thing. The reproduction of the higher IQ countries fell first and fell more. So the reproduction of 60 IQ to 80 IQ countries, it's still at 3 or 4, even after the whole fall. The reproduction in high IQ countries is 2 and below. So don't give me that bullshit that I've misinterpreted the graph because I didn't mention that, yes, all balls are falling. Yes, even Africa went from 6-7 down to 5. But they're still at 5. That's the point. The point is they're still at 5 and we're at 2. That is the natural selection pressure kicking IQ out of this planet. This is not a wrong interpretation. It's what the graph shows. Now, the fact that it slows down slightly in Africa doesn't mean even that there will be a slowing down of the African population growth, because it may be paired with an increased survival of each young. But in any case, no matter what happens, they're making 5 babies, 6 babies per couple, and we're making 2 and less. So your critique is so ridiculous for questioning my intelligence on top of it. It's not like you came at me with, Jeff, maybe you should have mentioned that detail. It's very important. Maybe if you had approached me that way, that would be acceptable. But you started by saying, JF claims he's intelligent, but he's totally wrong. I'm not totally wrong. You just don't like that I didn't mention this detail. This detail is irrelevant to my interpretation of the graph, because what the graph shows is high IQ countries are anti-reproductive. Low IQ countries continue their route toward more production of babies. He says the birth rate would especially not be failing in the lowest IQ countries. There is no increase anywhere in fertility. It is falling precipitously everywhere, demonstrating that this change in fertility is not related to average IQ score, but is related to some yet unknown factor. No, you are mixing things here. There is a share of change in fertility across the planet, and the factor causing it may not be IQ at all. It could be environmental pressure, could be limits of resources and space. This may be a challenge that is faced everywhere, Africa included. But what doesn't change is that the African birth rate remains at around 4, 5, 6, whereas the Western birth rate is around 2 and lower. So, whatever is the main drive that drops all of the balls is not as strong as the drive that drops only the balls of the highest IQ countries. There's something happening on this graph from 1970 to 2022. There's something happening to the highest IQ country stronger than the African countries. And this must be the effect that is the correlation between IQ and birth rate. Covey Killer Clown says, JF, is it because smart people just don't want to have kids because they understand the child will grow and die for no reason? They don't hold a religious belief which make them believe there is no soul. I mean, whenever you're entering into human behavior, just a psychological explanation like this doesn't suffice. It won't be a ultimate explanation. You'd need to think, why would we evolve a set of reactions that don't make babies? And why would this set of reactions be particularly triggered in the modern world? That is basically the question. It must be a misfiring of something that was useful. So imagine that in the past, when you detect situation in environment A, B, C, don't make a baby. Because not making a baby then will help you have further babies later. Now, you could have a reaction like this. In fact, that's what you have in the larval switch behavior of many wild populations. So the larva decides, all right, I'm not going to become an adult this year because I don't have enough resources. I'm going to become an adult later. I'm going to have less babies, but I'm going to have more chance that these babies are successful. So that's the kind of seasonal and yearly decision that is made in wild population. But imagine you had something like this in the human brain that says, as long as you haven't identified a plot of land that is only yours and that you fully control, don't make a baby yet. This could have been very fit to have as a behavior 100,000 years ago, because as long as you see people around you that own your place, you're not the owner of your place, and it's not the right time to make babies. But when you do have a place like this, it's the right time. Now, imagine in the modern world, we come with apartments and no one owns anything, and you will own nothing and you will be happy. The brain is bombarded by signals that say to your genes, don't make babies, it's not the right time. But then what if you keep the brain in that artificial state up to 40 years old, and then you can't have babies anymore? I think some misfiring of that kind must be what's happening to the high IQ people. Like some natural reaction that says, wait to be well set in your career or your ways of surviving, and wait to have a land, and then you never get a land and you never get babies. But eventually all these things will self-correct with evolution. Now we are in a process right now where these genes, which are misfiring, are being punished. So they need to be punished for multiple generations before they disappear. And that's the process we're through. I just find it extremely sad that a lot of people are dying without babies just for this process to happen. I would love to be able to shake them and wake them up and say, look, you are having the wrong reactions. You should take the ownership of your life and make babies. You deserve to have babies. I don't care if you have handicap A, B, C. I don't care if you're poor, if you've been convinced that you were poor. This world is yours, and it's yours to take, but you have to take it. That's what I would tell to anyone. Because we see it so much, and we see it even in this community, which is amazing, because across the year, I've attracted people who truly understand the value of reproduction and truly value it. But even in this community, you have people who self-sterilize to some extent. And it's always self-sterilization. It's always the world ends up convincing your genes that it's not the right time. But your genes are not. They haven't yet encountered that weird of a world. My Awesome Channel says the graph shows more than anything else that the entire human population is converging toward a state of infertility. The difference in the rate of fall could be due to a number of factors other than IQ. The graph starts out with many high IQ countries, very high infertility. The fall only weakly correlated with IQ. It didn't weakly correlate. The correlation was strong if you look at it through time. If you understand that the balls to the right are falling before the balls to the middle and before the balls to the left. As far as converging toward a state of infertility, that's bullshit. There are self-correcting mechanisms in evolution, and the future is held for the genes who can make lots of babies, even in a overcrowded world. People have sent me this, an encouraging discovery in PPU optics. I love it. Enabling scalable optical computing in synthetic frequency dimension using integrated cavity acousto-optics. I don't care about the details, but I want computational optics to be developed. I want our future CPUs to be transistors made of optics. And I want it to be light interference that we can run at millions of gigahertz, millions of terahertz. I don't want it to stop at electricity. I think optics will be a superior media and a higher frequency tool to use for excellent processing capabilities. It will also create less heat, I would suspect, at least, if we can find a way for these photons to be really low cost in energy. That would be awesome. Men who identify as feminists reported the identification of men as feminists is linked to reported use of prescription erectile dysfunction medication. So basically, the man who says, "I am a feminist," they also have erectile dysfunction. They cannot have an erection. One explanation is that feminist men may use EDM to bolster their masculinity when it is otherwise threatened by their identification as feminist. Another is that non-feminist men may be less likely to use prescription EDM because they view accessing healthcare services as a threat to their masculinity. It is also possible that feminist men are more likely to use EDM because they wish to maintain an erection to better please their partner. This is all bullshit. I'll tell you what the explanation is. They just lack testosterone, and they are lower on testosterone. They can't have an erection, and also the lower testosterone makes them it makes them think that they have to be feminist. People are convinced that King Charles' bodyguards are using fake hands. I don't think that's the case. Why would they be using fake hands? They say that this clip shows that they have fake hands.
King Charles security. Do some have fake arms? Hand on guns? The man in the left, the hand he is holding, looks suspicious. It looks to be inanimate.
No, that looks like a normal hand that is just not moving. We even see a little move of the thumb. This doesn't look like a fake hand. Why would he be wearing a fake hand? Look, he moves the thumb. So he has a fake hand and it's a robotized hand to make the thumb move? Oh, that's ridiculous. Fake story. People are calling it. Firestarter says the fingers are moving. I don't understand. Why do people converge toward these beliefs? Landald Guntram says JF strongly desires to capture, exploit, and abuse a bunch of photon. Yeah, what if the photon is feeding? This is always where these science fiction scenarios converge, and this is where a movie or an episode loses my respect. It's like, oh, what if the mind was in the photon? And I'm like, holy shit, you had me up to there. You had me up to there, but the mind is made up of neurons, and you need much more than a single photon, and no, the universe doesn't experience a mind. Pelosi condemns illegal Azerbaijan attacks at the start of a 3-day Armenia trip. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has condemned Azerbaijan's recent illegal attacks on Armenia on Sunday. So it looks like that means the US will side with Armenia in this whole conflict. I think it's another conflict to get at Russia, indirectly, another proxy war to be leading against the Russia-Chinese alliance. Grapes Coda says, what if my compost bin is conscious, JF? Yeah, what if? Well, my compost bin, there's all sorts of insects. There are flies around it. I guess there's some consciousness going on there, but it's more of the form, I'm a fly, I need to eat shit. Val says, JF, guns directly in hands under fake arm to react immediately, which would appear threatening if open carried. Don't know, just trying to steal men. Yeah, I could think of a tactical reason, yes, like this. But it seems that it would appear. It seems that first, the thumb wouldn't be moving. Second, like, do you know how hiding arms is hard? Like, if I was to stick my arm to my body and put a poncho above myself, a suit-shaped poncho, you would be like, you would be noticing. You'd be like, this guy has a bizarre body. So it just doesn't work for all these reasons taken together. By the way, if you'd like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to support the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. Kovi Clown was on Entropy. He said, I had a vasectomy. I am poor. I thought that would be a marker of intelligence. No, but I do understand that a child would probably make my brain pump out great chemicals. Thanks for your response. Well, yeah, I mean, this whole idea, I'm not ready to have a child, that is absolutely ridiculous. Once you see your child, your entire normal human emotions will trigger in your brain. You know, no matter the state of poverty you are, even if you're an extremely poor person of the modern time, you are in an extremely better situation than 99.9% of your ancestors. So the idea of not being ready, well, the nature didn't care about you being ready. Nature made it so that you would inject your penis into a vagina and there would be a baby, and then your brain would start caring. It would say, oh my God, a baby is crying, I need to care for it. And it's as simple as this. If you don't trigger that natural process, then don't come and tell me I'm not ready to have a baby. It's just that you are delaying the activation of this natural response of yours, which is, I see a baby, I'm going to care about it. By the way, Mama JF has been doing lately, I really enjoy, she's been creating awesome sauerkraut, choucroute that she has fermented in her black pot. It's a gigantic pot. She has fermented it for weeks now, and it came out extremely good this batch. There was a problem with the first batch she tried. It became infected and parasitized, but she has now found the trick, the right equilibrium of salt and water. Well, the water comes from the cabbage, but the right equilibrium and quantities to put. The sauerkraut is amazing. It is absolutely amazing. I'm eating it on every meal these days. And it's such a great way to prepare a vegetable that has basically zero calories. So you can eat this. It fills your stomach. It's zero calorie. Super healthy. And really, you know, cabbage is not a thing that I would eat normally. But prepared like this, it is absolutely awesome. My awesome channel says, a mind is made up of complex exchanges of matter and energy. So is the universe. There is no reason at all why a mind could not exist on much larger scales of space and time up to the entire scale of the universe. Well, there are reasons. And one of the reasons is vacuum. And the other reason is the absence of an evolutionary need for a mind at the universal level. Now, if you address these questions, I'm willing to take a theory that, okay, perhaps at the universe level, there is a reproductive mechanism, then perhaps there is a replicator, then perhaps there is a phenotype, and perhaps that phenotype is the entire universe. But as long as you don't cross these thresholds of even having a theory on what that could take as a shape, I will believe that there's no mind universe. Mama JF is bringing her sauerkraut. Whoa.
I know.
And you got two pots like this from the one fermenting crock pot.
Yes, I put four cabbage last time in the pot.
Four big cabbage, it's yes. Crazy. And it resulted in two pots like this, two gigantic pots.
Yes, and I just realized I had never eaten this before. I always eat the store pot.
Yeah, we always took the store pot. Well, not many people will succeed at fermenting cabbage successfully. It's so good.
Yes, and yes, because last time, okay, I fermented it 5 weeks because I used the big salt. You cannot use the big salt.
You have to use the small salt?
Yes.
Okay.
And I fermented 5 weeks, and then I was like, oh, it's so good now. What if I put it even more? It's going to become even better.
You pushed it too much.
Yes, and then it was all moldy.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, with that little salt, it took only 3 weeks.
3 weeks, and now it's done. I'm eating this every day until it's empty. In fact, I'm thinking about buying you more fermentation pots. Because I would like you to have 5 in a row,
yes,
all prepared. And so every time one is done, I can eat it. And then the other is already in preparation.
I know. Hey, but you know what my boss told me, my last boss that I had left? Because me, I work in the kitchen, okay?
Okay.
And she told me her sister had a fermentation business, okay? And you know what she did? She took a freezer, okay? And she had the egg. My God, why am I telling this? Okay, she took freezer and she had a little device and it made temperature control. So after she transformed her freezer into just the right temperature, and it was...
Yeah, temperature control is very important for fermentation.
Yes, and after she could put her big butt in there, and it was just perfect.
Yeah. And an old fridge is just a perfect insulator for doing exactly this. It's also the same thing I would need for my sausage drying, which I ended up constructing in aluminium bubble paper.
Oh, yeah. What happened to this? You didn't make sausage anymore.
I didn't make any more sausage since then, but I've learned a lot. It's just that I don't have much time, and it's a lot of time to prepare this sausage mix, stuff the sausages.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you bought a big bag of the thing.
I bought the material. We could do plenty more sausage if we want.
How's it called?
There is the potassium nitrate. There is the nitrate.
Dextrose.
The dextrose.
We
have
a big bag like this.
Yeah,
why?
I bought a huge $50 worth of dextrose. It's a huge bag.
You need like one.
I need one spoon per sausage batch.
God. What? Why did you do that?
I think it's good to have dextrose. Why not have it?
Yeah.
I mean, so at some point, it may be the only way to survive. Just eat dextrose. All right.
And I think next time I'm going to do pickle. That's how you do pickle, GF.
Pickles, they are not just in a bowl. They are fermented.
Yes, it's fermented and it's called fermentation.
I would love to see that.
Yes.
I would love.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The sauerkraut is speaking. Queen Elizabeth II's insignia, missing from Prince Harry's uniform, worn by Prince William and Prince Andrew. Okay. So what, there's a little insignia that's missing. I don't care about these details. Fuck this crap. WEFP slods how billions across the world complied with lockdown restrictions. An opinion piece published by the World Economic Forum lauds how billions of people complied with restrictions imposed as a result of lockdown, suggesting they would do the same under the guise of reducing carbon emissions. So, of course, the organizations of control bragging that they have been successful at getting people's compliance. So now they're moving to the next stage of what they want you to comply with. That's why, ultimately, these things, they stop when people stop complying. That's what we need. We need a bunch of people to just say, I'm going to ignore everything you say. This is not an argument, says, I'm not really anti-fermentation. Good work, Mama JF. You're not really anti-fermentation, but you are somewhat anti-fermentation. I love it, personally. I think it makes things taste absolutely awesome. Major earthquake in Taiwan. Lots of buildings. Look at this. Oh, that is a tough situation. Lots of buildings crumbling like this. There's nothing to do once this happens to your building. I guess you have to destroy it. Total destruction. Buildings like this falling. A 7-Eleven, apparently they have 7-Eleven in Taiwan. Well, now they don't. Big earthquake, 6.8 on the Richter scale. Hurricane Fiona makes landfall along Puerto Rico's southwestern coast after the territory plunges into a total power blackout, so 100% of the people in Puerto Rico right now have no electricity. So I guess we're going to see lots of winds coming from this and lots of water, rain coming on the East Coast, I guess. Is it the East Coast? They were saying, it exited the West Coast of Puerto Rico. And it will eventually elevate toward US and then Canada. Kenzie says, JF, do you think this is the end of crypto? Not at all. Not at all. I think, of course, we're going to have the bear market. But the bull market could start right away. It could start right now. Or it could start in a year or two. But there's going to be a next bull market, in my view. That's why I kept my Bitcoin. The vast majority of my Bitcoin I kept. And I'm waiting to sell at 160,000 for the next bull run. That's what I've decided. I'm gonna die with these Bitcoin if it never reaches that price, because I've decided that I wanted this money. I wanted to sell Bitcoin at a very high price, and when I saw it rise to 68,000, that wasn't enough for me. I was seeing big with these Bitcoin, and I wanted them to rise very high, above 100k for sure. And I've decided that I would die with these Bitcoins at 0 cent if needed. There's just no way out. This food delivery robot was so determined to complete its mission that it rolled through a major LAPD crime scene investigation like it owned the place. So that these food robots, they don't have all the social function of understanding, you know, you shouldn't roll into a crime scene. So some citizens who were there to block, to film the crime scene from a distance, they've upped the little yellow tape and it allowed the robots to pass. Automated food delivery. And now he's getting close to the policeman. And there he is, close to the crime scene. Yeah, I mean, this could cause trouble. I mean, someone was asking on the audio, the audio of the cell phone that was filming all this. What if there was a bomb in this? I mean, it's becoming easier and easier to target people with technology without being found. That's worrying. People and businesses are under attack, and clashes between the Muslim and Hindu communities play out on the street of Leicester or Leicester. Look at this. This is apparently not even against the British people. It's Hindus versus Muslims in Leicester. And so they fight and they enter businesses and there's a racial tension apparently, or religious tension, I guess. Biden admin awards over $100 million to dismantle racist highway in Detroit. The Biden administration has allocated more than $100 million out of last year's bipartisan infrastructure bill to dismantle a mile-long highway in Detroit, Michigan, which had been long deemed racist. The freeway was once the shortest in America. Completed in 1964, the freeway was built through a historic district known as Black Bottom, which was home to a community of black-owned businesses that had become run down by the 1950s and 1960s, attracting lower-income residents who lived in overcrowded housing units. Also, this is the whole myth around there was this place where black people had been successful, but they built a highway and everything lost its value. I can't wait for them to dismantle this highway, recreate Wakanda, and perhaps we'll then be able to say, well, now, what is causing the drop of value now? Because it wasn't the highway. We've destroyed the highway. So go ahead. I approve this project. Destroy the highway and see what happens. See if this community recovers and it becomes a kingdom of happiness for all of the black people of America. I think it would be great. If that happens, I want it to happen. If that can happen, have this place and build it however you like. Dionichi says, police in Bremen, Germany have detained Ukrainians selling Stingers and other heavy weapons previously delivered to Ukraine from Europe. So you know when the US dumps money on Ukraine, it creates networks of weapon markets, illegal weapon markets, and it will come to Europe. Now, if these things are circulating within Europe, then terroristic forces and criminal forces will be able to blow up massive vehicles, potentially blow up planes. So that's a big problem. Doubting Thomas says, JF, my wife is endlessly disappointed when her coworkers act in their self-interest rather than altruistically. I try to explain how that is to be expected, especially in a work setting. But it's never enough. Any tips on what to say? Well, no, I mean, your wife has to accept that it's welcome to the world of men. Because I as a man, if I work with other people, I don't expect them to be altruistic toward me. I expect them the minimal amount of cooperation that the company forces. And then I expect them to be vicious and to be competitive toward me. So basically, your wife must understand she has the right reaction. Her surprise is not a surprise that is legitimate because it should be some other way. Her surprise is due to the fact that her genes are expecting an intrafamilial level of competition. But she's outside of the family. She's outside of the home. But her ancestors were receiving the altruism that she expects. But they were receiving it from their husbands and their children and their parents. But because she has strayed out of the family, she must understand that if she wants to enjoy this experiment, she's going to have to understand that she has entered the world of men. And the world of men, that's how things work. Even if it's a female she works with, it's still going to be a work environment, and so it's going to be based on male principles and morality. There are some sectors of the corporate world that do not operate on male morality, and it's basically these email farms for female writers, you know, who go into the office and the whole office is female and it's supervised by lesbians and it's weird. But other than these very female occupations, you're going to have most of the corporate world will still be based on masculine expectations. So she can give up her job if she doesn't like it, or she can just accept, okay, I've strayed away from how my ancestors survived. My ancestors were receiving the care and altruism that I expect and that they expected, but they were receiving it from the husband and from the children and delivering it back to the children and the husband. California governor signs most aggressive package of green laws. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Friday announced a sweeping package of what he called the country's most aggressive climate measures to accelerate the state's transition to non-conventional energy sources. This month has been a wake-up call for all of us that later is too late to act on climate change. We're cleaning the air we breathe, holding the big polluters accountable, and ushering in a new era for clean energy. We're just getting started. The California Climate Crisis Act, clean transportation program, solid waste, energy vehicle, charging standards, sales and use tax exemptions for zero emission trucks, electricity, electrical transmission facilities, water rights, appropriation, zero emission and near zero emission vehicle incentive programs. Okay, this is all beautiful. I want them to succeed, but I think they will not succeed. And I think a lot of this will turn out to be desired technologies, but that don't quite deliver yet. And you're going to end up with the law basically creating even more trouble than it was meant to fix. New York historical reenactments canceled over fear participants will be thrown in jail over strict gun laws. They want to do a historical reenactment, but the strict gun laws of the modern days, which are supposed to be the same laws that were at the foundation of America, right? Because the Second Amendment hasn't been rewritten, as far as I know. But now they can't do the historical reenactment because New York laws on guns are too severe. This is the hurricane that is currently over Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico suffers island-wide blackout, internet connectivity crashes. That is the hurricane on video, and that is its direction. Okay, Puerto Rico is always in the path of hurricanes. That's what I retain. Martha's Vineyard residents lament the lack of resources, even as the island is flush with cash and beds. Migrants were booted off the island, yet free cash in Edgartown's budget alone could have funded a year's worth of luxury hotel rooms, according to data. Okay, I mean, this is Fox News trying to outleft the left. It's like, you have money. Why didn't you use that money to freely host these migrants? And I get the point. The point is to show that the left wants to say that they want to care for migrants and homeless, but when times come when they could do it, they don't do it. And that's great, but at the same time, it's Fox News promoting basically a leftist mindset that somehow we have to spend money to get migrants and illegal migrants and homeless people into luxury hotels. So you have to be careful when you're trying to outflank the left that you don't become the left. Man scraps modified diesel truck after government determines it's illegal because of a Facebook marketplace listing. Oh yeah, you have to be careful. This guy had listed on Facebook marketplace. He wanted to sell his Dodge Ram 2500 from 2008. But he had made a modification that was removing the exhaust system that is meant to clean the emissions of the car, of the truck in this case. Now, when you remove this, you gain a little bit of performance from what I understand, but the car becomes illegal. So I think it's fair that the state went after him. I mean, these emission controls, if everyone was to remove them, there would be plenty of pollutants in the air that we don't want. So I think it's fair, but you have to understand the risk when you post a Facebook ad, it's becoming a public thing. And in this case, the guy was found. John Drake says it's a catalytic converter. Yeah, that's the term for this. I don't know exactly what it does, but it chemically... it favors the dismantlement and retainment of bad pollutants, basically. Normally, if they call it a catalytic, it should, I guess it favors some kind of chemical reactions that make the thing less hurtful. That's what I think of when I think of catalysis. Go Away says, as JF commented on the GTA 6 hacker leaks, no, I didn't know about this. You'd have to inform me about this because I guess I don't read very much on developments in PC gaming and that kind of stuff. What does that mean? As the game is not out yet and it's been leaked? That would be interesting. I would be interested in hearing about it because I've always liked how piracy changed the world on the internet. I think there's been such a major impact of piracy, especially in the music and movie industry, kind of destroyed the industries, but also reshaped them in a better version of themselves to some extent. LSU student shot, killed in a car, remembered as everyone's daughter. Look at this beautiful female dead. Too bad, really too bad. She could have made so many babies, but she was driving a car in a university part of town, and she stopped at a train, I believe. And while she was stopped, somehow some criminals came and killed her, shot through the car. I don't know if she was targeted or if it was just bad luck. And they haven't found the criminals yet. They don't know exactly what they can do to find find even suspects at this point. But really too bad. We live in an overcrowded world. People in university town interacting with criminal parts of the town that inevitably develop around these towns. I've been in a university town and it's just overpopulated area, over desirable, and you end up collecting a lot of the lows of society. Fauci misled Congress about gain of function research, but protected by the Biden admin, the former CDC chief says. Yes. Well, I mean, this guy keeps coming back in the news cycle. He complains against Fauci being now covered by the Biden admin, but that's to be expected. He was basically a Democrat agent within the Trump administration, and what should have been done is that Trump should have fired this guy from the beginning. I would fire the entire bureaucracy of the federal government personally, and I would replace with radicals. I mean, like, I would be scared of the people I replace them with. Like, I would test them for just how fucked up are you? Oh, you're really, really fucked up? You're not fucked up enough. Be more fucked up. And yeah, you, I'll take you. I mean, I would put the most extremist anti-government people in this position, and I would say, wreck this entire machine. Wreck it so much that they can't even come back when they vote for Democrats in 4 years from now. But Trump, he was like, oh, let's keep all these Democrats in position. So he kept Fauci. Fauci deployed a Democrat tactic under Trump, and Trump allowed it to happen. And we find ourselves now with Joe Biden fully there to protect Fauci. When you gain power, you have to fire everyone and you have to destroy the building so that they can't even come back 4 years later. You have to just put it to the ground, replace with parking. And then they come back and they're like, hey, can I work now? When the Democrats are elected later in the future, and you're like, no, you can't work unless you want to be a parking agent. But if you want to be a parking agent, you have to contact the parking company because we sold those parkings to the parking company. Silver Spider says, JF should have banned My Awesome Channel. Yeah, I mean, My Awesome Channel has been kind of annoying tonight. But I will keep him because he has responded to my query. I said, give your reasons. He gave his reason to attack me. But he is living at the edge of banning. What's his latest comment? Is it something bad? He says they live within their own communities where the woman they interact with readily accept them as possible mates for reproduction. It is not normal for any group of people to be surrounded by men and women that don't reproduce with them. Oh, that's his comment. Now he says there are no white people ostracized on the basis of their race. There are white people that make poor decisions and are thus ostracized. Okay, you know what? This denial of the existence of anti-white racism will do it for me. I'm banning My Awesome Channel. No, it's that, you know, in my original text at the beginning of the episode, I said that the truth is important and it's undeniable that there is anti-white racism, that some people are getting targeted specifically for their race, not for anything they've done. Just affirmative action is just one clear case where, oh, you're white? I'm not employing you. So this level of denial of the truth is trolling to an extent that it is not fit to keep on the channel. It's not productive because we're going to have this guy constantly throwing stuff at me for red herring purposes to direct attention away. I think we're better without this guy. I'm making the decision and there was people rooting for it. So I'm making this decision for the people. Correct Shark is on Discord. He says a huge GTA leak happened today. GTA 6 gameplay footage and source code, allegedly by the same guy who hacked Uber. Okay, so it's not a leak of the functional game, it's a leak of gameplay footage. I'm sure that fans will be following this closely. I'm not a big enough fan of GTA 3, 4, 5, 6 to follow this. I am a big fan of GTA 1. If there was a leak about GTA 1 or GTA 2, I would maybe follow it. But at GTA 3, they lost me. I've never accepted the transfer to 3D world. Never accepted it. To me, GTA was a great game in 2D. Period. Ariel Suarez says they use ancestral guilt and whites having certain privileges in quotation mark as excuses to justify anti-white discrimination. Absolutely. This is not an argument, says whites are ostracized by other groups, but it doesn't matter as much because we have all the things they want. I think it matters. I think it matters a lot. I think that what's setting up in our society is this dehumanization of white people to an extent that is very dangerous. Some people have already paid by the price of their lives due to this dehumanization. Because when I see on an everyday basis just criminals hanging on the street and on social media, you see video recordings of it, and they just come to a white person and they shoot him and they say some comments like, oh yeah, he's dead, this white guy is dead. And they say some more evil things, but I will not repeat them. I think that we have reached very much the point where the dehumanization of white people in our society has caused the loss of life and is a genocidal force. So I think it matters a lot. You say, oh, it doesn't matter because we have this or that. We won't have it for long if murdering us becomes socially acceptable, which I'm afraid it has already become. Bye-bye, everyone. Much love, and I will see you all tomorrow.